What if I told you that there was a beauty product that also helped block fat? Would you be interested? I know you would, because it's something I'm interested in. The older I got, the more wrinkles that are showing up on the forehead, under the eyes. I got this Timeless box. It's amazing because the oil goes on after I clean up my face. The oil goes on and it helps with wrinkles. It helps with any kind of skin issues you might have. It's great for deterring insect bites. You gotta try it. It's amazing with that. And it's super easy. You just put it on your face and it just helps with any kind of skin issues you might have. Not only does the oil do that, but it also blocks fat. So put a dropper in your mouth right before you have a meal and you could be stopping fat right before the get-go. So if you want to lose weight and you want to have a beautiful looking face, or if you have skin, anything as skin that you're just like, I don't like this, then get the Timeless Pack at thetimelesspack.com. Use my name, Amber May. Use promo code Amber May and save almost half off on the Timeless Pack. So that's thetimelesspack.com, promo code Amber May, and save some money for getting your wrinkles and fat loss. I'm so glad I am with my fellow deplorables, because on today's episode I have some information that I found kind of shocking. Today I'm talking to Karen Kingston. We're going to talk about monkeypox, and this information about monkeypox is something you need to know. I need you to like, share, and subscribe to this episode especially. Please share it, please subscribe to the program overall, and please like this. We need to get this information out far and wide. People need to know about what Karen is going to talk to us about today. It's honestly, some of the stuff really did surprise me that she said. Some of it, I was just not really that surprised, only because, like, look at the players involved with all this monkeypox stuff. But some of the things on this episode, I think, will be shocking. So I hope you enjoy the episode today. I'd love to carry on the conversation. Please join me at Telegram at The Amber May Show, or you can find me at Frank Social at Amber May or True Social at Amber May. Let's carry the conversation there. I'd love for you to join me. I post a lot of things there that I do not have on the broadcast. So you're going to find extra stuff there. I really could use some support. If you can spare $5 a month, please go to theamermayshow.locals.com and help me support with $5 a month. I would really appreciate that, because it takes time and money to do all this stuff. So that would be very helpful for me. I would really, really appreciate that. Always visit my website at theamermayshow.com. Click the promo section, because I have partnered with Patriotic Businesses that has offered you a discount, and it's going to support the Amber May Show. The links are also in the description, so check that out as well. So up next is Karen Kingston. I hope you enjoy the broadcast. Hey folks, do you want to get the best sleep of your life? Well, you got to have sheets that are going to give you the best sleep of your life. They are super soft, and I'm talking about the MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. So let me tell you a story about that. So I ordered some during the sale that's going on right now. Buy one, get one free. So get some for your house. You're going to love it. Okay. So I got one from my room. Then I got one for my daughter. My son's like, Mom, I want some. I'm like, don't worry, kid. I got you. Anyway, so they arrived, and I put in my daughter's room in the package, and I told her, hey, I'm going to wash them before we put them on your bed. And she's like, okay, Mom. Well, day one goes by. Did Bobby get to them? No, I did not get to washing those sheets. So day two gets by, and she was asking, Mom, I want to get the best sleep of my life. When are you going to wash my sheets? And I'm like, I'm trying to get to it. I will get to it. Just give me some time. I'll try to do it today. Well, that didn't happen either. The next day, I go into her room, and sometime in the middle of the night, she opened the package, put it right on top of her bed. It was the cutest thing, right? And I go to wake her up, and she's like, Mom, I got the best sleep of my life. And I was dying laughing. It was the cutest thing. So if you want to get the best sleep of your life, get the softest sheets in town, and that's the MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets, and use promo code AMBER and get up to 66% off on the entire website. But I believe it's buy one, get one free right now, so go check that out. Thank you. guys, I have Karen Kingston joining us today on the Amber May Show. Thank you so much for coming on the program. It's just this cool movement that we've been a part of where we've got to meet all kinds of cool people and God just kind of put us all together. So Karen, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Amber. I appreciate you having me on. So, and hi to all your followers. So thank you for getting the truth out there. That's what's most important. So
absolutely. You know, every day we're waking up more and more people and every day we have new and new viewers. So for those that might be tuning in for the first time, give us a little bit of your background really quick so that they can get caught up to where we all are.
Sure. I've been in the pharma industry for over 25 years. I'm actually, you know, start off in sales, but I'm a biotech analyst and med legal advisor. So the second part basically means I helped companies set up what's called a medical legal review for their companies. So even large companies here on the West Coast. I was also trained in the med legal processes at Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, Medtronic. So you might've heard of some of those companies. And basically what that means is that what a company can and cannot say is based on two things, what they submitted with the FDA is and what the law is. So I've also worked on FDA submissions for phase three, because once that data is submitted, that's how you make what they call claims. And then, you know, there's other stuff that I've done too, but I think that's probably in a nutshell what people probably want to know. So that's why I'm pretty well versed in the clinical and scientific data, the FDA submissions, and then the Consumer Food and Drug Protection Act around what companies can and cannot do, and that even includes good manufacturing practices. So yeah, there's a lot. Anyway,
so you know, we just went through COVID. I think all of us successfully educated the world on COVID. And I think we crushed the narrative. I really do. But now I feel like COVID 2.0 is coming around again. You did a great show with Brandon Hauser from Lindell TV. Fantastic. I'm proud to be on that network on Frank's Speech. That's just been an honor of being on that team. But you guys did a great job. And I feel like they're doing the playbook just over and over, like we already did. You would think they would change something up, but it's just like now there's articles about, okay, we're gonna have to mask when we travel and this and that. And yeah, they even did a run through of monkeypox, like they did with COVID with Event 201.
Yeah, the Nuclear Threat Initiative did that last year with the original date. I believe it was the first outbreak they forecasted was.
Yeah, let me show you guys that one. I will bring that up as you talk about it.
Yeah, so the Nuclear Threat Initiative was founded in 2002 by Ted Turner, actually, and it was originally founded, you know, based on the name, the Nuclear Threat Initiative. The NGOs and non-governmental organizations volunteered to work with governments because governments were too dangerous to handle uranium and plutonium. So that was founded in 2002 under George Bush Jr., and then keep in mind the Iraq War happened in 2003. So even though we didn't find any WMDs in Iraq, maybe Ted Turner found some and they're in his garage, I always joke. So so these guys also are experts in radiation exposure, and so that would include 5G exposure. And the more moderate to severe symptoms, so the early symptoms look like COVID, so you know, fatigue, brain fog, fever, et cetera. And then when you get to the more moderate to severe symptoms, you start having, you know, subcutaneous skin lesions. That's what happens. So ironically, it looks like monkeypox. So monkeypox looks both like radiation exposure as well as vaccine-associated induced disease syndrome, VADS. So it also looks like what's called Kaposi sarcoma, which is a herpetic type cancer that was a result of the mass vaccination of Africa in the late 1980s of 50 million people. And that was a result of VADS, vaccine-associated induced AIDS, or AIDS. So AIDS was from that vaccine.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And then what's happening now is the World Health Organization started calling pictures of shingles, they started calling them monkeypox. You know, here's the thing, they're shingles, and the World Health Center, I think they're called, which is against the World Health Organization, said, hey, after Brandon and I did our show, they're like, the World Health Organization is using images of shingles and calling it monkeypox, and they're actually taking images from Getty Images, where, you know, you purchase, I used to use Getty at my agencies, right? You purchase licensing agreements to use photos. So the outbreak's not real. So, I mean, if you want, I can take your viewers through some of the slides I've done before.
Yeah. Or,
okay. All right. Let me just show you what's going on. I wish these were newer. I'll do my share screen. So this, if you can see, can you see my screen?
Yep.
Oh, okay. All right, great. Let me make it big so that you can, there we go. So this, you can see the URL right down here. This was last updated. There's been a new update, but they talk about the multi-country monkeypox outbreak in non-endemic countries. And they're searching it. So what this is the tracking for the international health regulations submissions for the amendments. Remember, I think people might know about that.
The international health initiatives that they were going to give our rights away, that one?
Yeah, the one that was drafted by Lloyd Pace. There's an original document from Xavier Becerra and Antony Blinken from 2021, where basically, if they identify one case of anything that could be a potential pandemic, then that gives away all of our sovereignty to the World Health Organization, who can then partner with China and the People's Liberation Army to lock down America if needed. So it's really quite alarming. But so here you can see on May 21st, they had a multi-country monkeypox outbreak. This is important to point out. They identified that was with among men who have sex with men. This is not a homosexual disease. This is from Anthony Fauci's playbook from the 1980s, actually, very, very much so, where he was talking about AIDS was highly contagious. He blamed it exclusively on homosexual males, even though it was prominent in people that had used heroin, blood transfusion, and the pediatric cases, unfortunately, were cases of child abuse and incest. But they ignored that. So these men are more than likely more susceptible to what they're calling monkeypox, because if they had HIV, their immune system's being wiped out and they're coming forward with Kaposi sarcoma or shingles. Mm-hmm. So this was this is evidence of what we just talked about. In May of 1987, in the New York Times, an article was published that the smallpox vaccine triggered the AIDS virus in Africa. And so an advisor from WHO told the New York Times that they thought it was a coincidence. They say the latest findings about the reactions caused by the vaccine, and now they believe that the vaccine theory is an explanation to the explosion of AIDS. The article goes on to say, this is a conclusion from the author from the New York Times after he did extensive research, including they were vaccinating our US military, and this one young man, I mean, how tragic is this, had to get the smallpox vaccine. And 2.5 weeks later, again, this is a US military recruit, had headaches, neck stiffness, and night sweats. 3 weeks later, he was admitted to Walter Reed, suffering from meningitis, and then developed further symptoms of AIDS and died after responding for a short time.
You're There's kidding. No
evidence that the recruit had involved in any homosexual activity. So how horrific is this? And people, we know that the HIV glycoprotein 120 is in the sequence of the SARS-CoV-2 virus.
Say that again and slower, because I don't think everybody knows that. I know that, you know that, but I don't think anyone, say that again. That is like really powerful what you just said.
Sure. So when they sequence the full sequence of the SARS-CoV-2 virus, mm-hmm. and there are multiple versions of this, as well as the sequence of the spike protein, consistently what appears in all the SARS-CoV-2 virus sequences is HIV glycoprotein 120, which is the HIV envelope, which allows for penetration into the cells, the CD4 and CD8 cells. So this is found both in the SARS-CoV-2 virus as well as the sequence for the spike protein and other multiple sequences. So we know it contains that. I think it's important for viewers to know that if they go to reporter.nih.gov, that's reporter.nih.gov, go and click on advanced search and enter the last name Fauci. And you can, up in the corner, you can click all years and you can see that Fauci paid himself $52 million to research how to weaponize the HIV envelope, HIV glyco-120, and he patented it. So he's being paid royalties on these vaccines since his patented HIV envelope is being used.
And you said reporter.nih.gov?
Yeah, reporter.nih.gov. And so what that is you can search that database for all the grants that taxpayer dollars are going to create weaponized viruses, basically. That's a lot of what's in there. But yeah, so Fauci owns HIV glycoprotein 120, and that's in these bioweapons that they're calling vaccines. So this conclusion is really this is pretty foretelling. It's pretty, you know, of what we were up for, coming into. So in 1987, the Times reporter said, who injected Africans with over 50 million smallpox vaccines? And on May 11th, 1987, an article under this heading was published in the British Times, the smallpox vaccine caused a wave of infections with the AIDS virus. Ugh. Trust science at your own peril. And I'd say that advice rings more true today than ever before. So trust science at your own peril. So this was what I point out on Brandon House's show. It's May 22nd again, and then WHC picked it up. So these are images from Getty, from the licensing company where you buy images. And on one site, they're calling it monkeypox. On another site, this is from Australia, they're calling it shingles. This is what Kaposi sarcoma looks like as well. This is more what they're calling monkeypox, which actually looks like shingles. Mm-hmm. And so this is what KS lesions look like. I have the patent, which is from a company in Canada. They licensed it in China. And it's a combination patent for the SARS-CoV-2 booster shot to include monkeypox, as well as smallpox and measles. So these are the monkeypox poxes that you can see on the monkey. So they look much closer to, here you go, Kaposi sarcoma.
Let me ask you this. Isn't this the definition of gain of function?
This is the definition of gain of function. Gain of function research is taking viruses that are found in the wild and weaponizing them using CRISPR-Cas9 technology to slice and dice and put them together. Now they also, with the help of Twist Bioscience, they're able to even include not only non-human species, but inorganic, and create new species as well.
Can you stop sharing for a second? Because I want to share something with you. And then I want you to go back to sharing your screen again.
Sure. Let me.
Yeah. Okay. I want to share something with you really quick. I don't think this is going to surprise you, Karen, but it might surprise somebody else. Okay. So this is from the FDA.gov. Mm-hmm. And notice the date of 2019.
Yeah.
They said that, where was it? It was for the most part eradicated, but therefore, although naturally occurring smallpox disease is no longer a global threat, the intentional release of this highly contagious virus could be a devastating effect. And then it goes down and it says here that monkeypox fever begins with fever, headache, muscle exhaustion, typical small. And then it says, just like you said, the outbreak monkeypox started in Africa. But then it talked about, where was it? It talked about in this article, wild animals and humans. Where was it? Oh, right here. The vaccine effectiveness of prevention of smallpox. And so blah, 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 blah. Nope, that's not it.
Right. Yes. Is the effectiveness of James for the prevention of monkeypox disease is inferred from the antibody response? Is that what you want?
No, there's one down there. It's on here where it talked about, and I'm trying to do it really fast. And it talked about how it was from wild to humans. So it was basically gain of function research. It's in here.
Let me share that. Let me share that. I have more information on that. So
yeah, I just wanted to show another article because it's in there. I just saw it. Can't find it really fast.
So here's what, let me know when you guys can see my screen.
Okay.
We're going to try to, I know we have a split screen. So you can see it?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is really important. So if you go to the CDC website, so this is what they have currently on their website. And talking about, it does not naturally jump from monkeys to humans. I'm going to go into that a little bit more. But this you can find right now, cdc.gov/poxvirus, monkeypox, right? It was first discovered in 1958, where there were two outbreaks of pox-like disease occurred in colonies of monkeys kept for research. So hence monkeypox. So yeah, they're experimenting. Like, I don't know if it was a smallpox vaccine I think it was a smallpox vaccine. They're experimenting on monkeys, and then, you know, they injected some people with it, and then people got the monkeypox. So
that's so cruel.
It's so cruel. And then this is the current patent. Again, the company is called Tonics Pharmaceuticals Holding Company. They filed this patent for monkeypox, and to inject people with it. And so what it is a recombinant pox virus encoding the SARS-CoV-2 viral protein. And then it can also include cowpox, mouse pox, horse pox, monkey pox, et cetera. So it's important for people to know that the booster shots also don't have to go through anything close to a normal FDA review process at all. They just have to inject 5 people, and those 5 people basically don't need to die. And they can, as long as it has the SARS-CoV-2 in it, they can add whatever they want. I mean,
that just blew my mind right now. Yeah. And then, this is saying in the patent it contains monkeypox. Is that what I understood you say?
This is the patent that was made by a company, and I can't go back. They're called Tonix Pharmaceuticals, based out of Canada. They do research in Massachusetts, and they filed a patent in China, which is where all of this stuff is coming out of, for a SARS-CoV recombinant vaccine that includes the sequences for all these other viruses, including monkeypox, which is really, it's a man-made synthetic virus. It doesn't jump from humans. And then this just shows what the PCR test is. So BioNTech is partnered with Fosun Pharmaceuticals. BioNTech is the manufacturer for Pfizer around the globe. They work with Fosun in China. So they have 2 partners. One is Pfizer, the other one is Fosun in China. And this is their mission statement. This is from December of 2019, harnessing the immune system's full response to fight human disease. So they're saying humans are the disease. So they're telling us what they're doing. But then what you were saying about the illness begins with monkeypox, like there you go, right? It's exactly what we said. And then you get the pustules. And then you talked about NTI. We can go through this quick. I had mentioned that. This is another study that came out of Portugal, I believe. This is May 22nd, where they do the sequencing and they come to conclusions. But there's the monkeys, just like the SARS-CoV-2 virus sequence, like the monkeys come from all over the globe. There is no evidence that there was a natural jump, and it most closely matches the monkeypox virus from a lab version of the monkeypox that was developed in 2018, 2019 in Africa. So,
I can even show you where they're going down to 1999. I can even show you that evidence.
I know that. So I think you'll need to hit stop sharing. So one of the other things, I don't have the slides prepared, but I've read the FDA submission document. So I don't have my Pfizer data phase 3 submission, but all companies had to submit their data in 2020 before they got the emergency use authorization, or they chose to, I should say. They didn't have to for EUA, actually. So Moderna submitted their data on December 17th, 2020. And what it says is under table 26, which is page 40 of that submission, there's unsolicited adverse events occurring in more than 1% of the vaccine group. And what they found was there was skin and subcutaneous tissue disorders. So that's the monkeypox that occurred in 213 of the 15,000 patients. So that was 1.4%. And then what I have here is the September 17th, 2021 Pfizer follow-up to the phase 3 data. It's also in their phase 3 data, but the follow-up includes 2 months follow-up, plus some people had boosters. And the incidence of skin and subcutaneous tissue disorders in this report on page 21 was 1%.
Hey, I'm gonna get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm gonna take a quick break. Hey guys, I wanna give you a pro tip to help keep your family healthy when everyone around you is coughing, sniffling, or sneezing, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go first to drstellamd.com. When you're there, go ahead and grab some COVID bites. Also, get your ivermectin, set up your telemed appointment, and get your ivermectin. I'm going to give you a promo code to help you save some money, and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and that will help you save money. Now, here's your pro tip for you. You can use this on your entire family. The adult doses too. I've talked to a medical expert. They said cut it in half when you're dealing with children, so one tablet. What I do with my kids, because it's just too big of a pill for them, I get a blender, I put a pill in there, I fill it with water and like some flavoring, and then boom, I have them drink it before school. Pro tip, and what it has, and it's amazing. It has quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, all the therapeutics to help keep your body healthy and working at optimum health. Support your body's immune system when you use the Kobe Bites. They're amazing. So go to drstellamd.com, grab your Kobe Bites, get your ivermectin, use promo code AmberMay, and save some money. I want to tell you about a company that I just fell in love with. So I found Hero Soap Company. What I love about them is we're using it all the time at our house. My husband loves it. We're switching all of our soaps over to Hero Soap Company. But what I love about it is they're local. They're American-made company, and they're owned by a veteran. And I thought that was so cool. I love to support patriots. So if you want to be like me and get all that harsh chemicals out of your home and use a soap that's actually really healthy for you with great natural ingredients, but also is an American-made product that's owned by a veteran or co-owned by a veteran, then you need to check out Heroes Soap Company /AmberMay. And then what's really cool about what they do is they give back to the community and they support veterans and first responders. So everyone's winning in this situation. If you use promo code AmberMay, you're saving money. You're supporting a company that's American-made, patriot-owned, that supports other patriots. It's just a win-win for everybody. So Hero Soap Company /AmberMay and use promo code AmberMay to save some money. You are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
So there's 1% incidence of people who got at least 2 shots to develop skin-like pustules within 28 days of either the second shot or the booster. Now, if you read the June submission to, September 23rd, 2021 submission of the FDA from Pfizer, what they talk about was that the risk for COVID-19 infection and then symptomatic presentation basically increases over time post-dose 2. So this data, this 1% incidence is just within 28 days of your second shot or booster. So over time, the immune system will continue to get weakened by these injections. And so there is no outbreak. Monkeypox is not a thing, just like COVID-19 is not a thing. COVID-19 is a list of symptoms, and those symptoms, you know, originally reflected a respiratory virus. Now they reflect any type of disease. Soon they're going to add cancer to the COVID-19 list of symptoms. But, believe you me, they will. So that they can have their new cancer vaccines rolled out, which Moderna and BioNTech, what were they originally working on mRNA for? Cancer. Mm-hmm. And what do these injections give you? Cancer. Because they include the sequence for also the HeLa cancer line, which is the immortal cell line. It's the most aggressive cancer cell line available. And they can actually add growth factor, vascular endothelial growth factor, to the injections. And Bill Gates basically confessed this on the World Economic Forum stage when he was, last week. So that they can use things like cancer sequences and growth factors and, whatnot. And he kind of just blew it off. So these people that are getting stage 3 and 4 cancers, out of nowhere, or where they're in remission, is because they were both injected with the most aggressive form of replicating cancer available, called HeLa, that's been preserved, as well as growth factors to allow for the growth blood vessels and cells, tumors, blood vessels and cells, to accelerate the growth of the tumor. So that's what we're dealing with, Amber. I know it's really horrific. And I pray for this nation, and I pray for wise counsel, because again, what you can and cannot do, what the law, is based on what you submit to the FDA. And when the FDA approved the Pfizer vaccine on August 23rd, a lot of people don't realize this. They broke the emergency use authorization shield. Why did they do that? Because emergency use authorization research and data is completely separate from a medical perspective, regulatory perspective, and legal perspective from an initial new drug application that goes through the new drug application process for FDA actual approval. They're completely separate products that have completely separate legal ramifications. So they broke the shield. And a BLA, so an FDA approval, is nothing more than approval to engage in manufacturing and interstate commerce. So that's all that it is. And so there's a lot of precedent for FDA products that were approved that should not have been approved. And there are personal injury lawsuits that were successful. I think one of the the best cases that comes to mind, because it's so, it's more closely related to these vaccines, is this Posacor, which was called a T-channel blocker for hypertension. It was actually for atrial fibrillation. It interrupted with the heart signals. So it caused a lot of people to get pacemakers. Well, it was pulled off the market after something like 25 deaths, but in the clinical trials, there were 173 deaths and it was still approved. And it was approved under false and misleading labeling because it wasn't an antihypertensive. It interrupted again with the electrical signals of your heart, but they called it an antihypertensive to try to get it approved more quickly and not have to go through the same scrutiny as if it was for atrial fibrillation. And that's what happened with these vaccines. So my point is there's precedent out there. Like, I know we're dealing with crimes against humanity. I know we're dealing with domestic terrorism and treason at the highest level, but that doesn't change the fact that there is precedent for personal injury cases. Also, for all the patients that were involved in the phase 1, 2, and 3 trials, they were protected under the Food and Drug Consumer Protection Act. They were not to go through the same things as the EUA. So under the EUA, informed consent does not need to be given if it's not in the best interest of such human subjects. But those subjects who were in phase 1, 2, and 3, they had the right to full informed consent. We know Maddie DeGray, that 15-year-old girl now who is paralyzed and has a feeding tube, her and her mother were not given informed consent. Mm-hmm. So there's precedent on that. And by, you know, precedent, I mean there's other lawsuits that were successful against other pharmaceutical companies, sometimes Pfizer itself. And Pfizer has insurance for the clinical trials. They have something called E&O insurance for some of this fraudulent activity as well. And so there are lawsuits, and we need to start getting wins to give America hope mm-hmm. as these larger, more, if you want to call them tribunal lawsuits, move forward. Hopefully we get some, we really need some intelligent, savvy lawyers. Like, someone's like, we need brave lawyers. I'm like, you don't need brave lawyers. They make so much money off the PI cases. I mean, you know, you got $1 billion case, they're $300 million. Like, we need really intelligent, savvy. And I think people need to be disciplined, right? They need to be disciplined to read the documents. They need to be disciplined to go through the case law. And that's the type of lawyers and attorneys that we need to come forward. And I hate to say this, but law is kind of like once there's been precedent set, it's like a coloring book. You just have to color in between the lines. And if you subpoena the transcripts, you can actually even see what Pfizer would use. Like, you understand what cards they're going to pull during the trial. Cause they don't have any new tricks. So it's all in there. So, I know this cause I don't want to name the companies, but I've been at companies where we were being sued for IP theft or we were suing someone else for saying nothing else is, you know, our brand. And so that may, or their brand is our brand. And, you know, and then there was injuries for that. So like, so if someone says like, you know, I mean, a great example hypothetically would be like some companies that came out and said that they were the same as Botox and used the Botox name and they weren't. And botulism toxin is very dangerous substance if not handled properly. So people got staphylococcal infections in their face and their skins that caused severe damage. Right. And so not only did the plaintiffs have a suit against those people with false misleading labeling, the manufacturer then had a suit against those people who were disfigured too, against the company that caused the disfigurement and also did misleading labeling. So there's so much precedent out there. So people think the FDA monitors the pharmaceutical and med device industry. They don't. We're but like a bunch of children on a playground. We're a bunch of tattletales. So it's up to us to tell on each other. And right now I feel like I'm the only tattletale that knows what's going on.
That's why you're on so many shows. And that's why, like, so I met you, but I was a little intimidated because you've just been on so many shows and you're super nice. And I find like, that's it. I'm just going to walk up to her and say hello because we've been in the same room and that's just stupid. I'm just going to say hello. But you've been on so many shows. So I was just like kind of nervous, you know, it was like, I know her, but she doesn't know me. It's like, I was nervous. So when I finally got to actually talk to you, I'm like, hey, I'm Amber. Nice to meet you, Karen.
It was in Oklahoma, right? Mm-hmm.
But we've been in the same room together before. I was just kind of nervous to talk to you. so dumb.
I don't know why people
but are there's no it's not just you, it's been like that for other people that I've followed, you know, where it's like you don't expect to ever meet them, and then when you do, it's just like, oh my gosh, I'm in the same room with, and it was like that with Dr. Artis and Dr. Naputi. It's been like that with a lot of different people,
you know,
and then you meet them and then it's so chill, it's like they're so kind and so thoughtful and just like you.
But I mean, I mean, if your viewers go to any events, like I encourage you, if you want to talk to any of us, like just, we're just people, come up and talk to us.
Yeah,
I work. I used to hang out at 30 Rock a lot in Rockefeller Center. So, and people would sometimes tell me like, well, you can't go up and talk to, you know, so-and-so or so-and-so. And I can tell you Annie Hathaway is a sweetheart. And I was like, people come up and talk to me all the time. I don't give them permission. This is before anyone knew what I was. They're like, who comes up and talks to you? I'm like, men. Men talk to me all the time. I don't give them permission to come talk to me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so, and I'm not saying that, but I'm saying like,
right, when
you genuinely like want to have a conversation with someone and you appreciate what they do, we appreciate talking to people.
Exactly.
So don't feel intimidated.
I know. It's just a shock is really what it's been like, where God has put us all together, and it's just been a shock is the best way I can describe it, and how cool it's been to be on this journey with you and Clay and the rest of them, because we're all trying to do the same thing, educate people, help protect them, keep America free, you know, and we have this strong mission, and God called all of us to this mission for whatever reason. He chose all of us. So that's what we're doing. I want to leave people with hope, because it's really important that we leave people with hope. What the enemy means for evil, God can turn it for good. And what the enemy injected everyone with, because when the people got injected and went and got their shots, they had good intentions. They were told, you're going to help protect your fellow neighbor. You're going to protect yourself. It's safe and effective. And you can't blame someone for lies that were perpetrated by the elites in charge. So God is good. And I think that a big healing might come across our country. And I think if you ask God, I think God is all powerful, and he can take whatever they meant for evil and heal and restore our body. I really think so. And so I always want to leave hope with that, because when people hear this show and they hear the word HIV and they hear the word monkeypox and they hear that, they're going to be upset and it's going to be scary. But I think God is bigger than that. And so don't be afraid, because our God can destroy it just like that. And so I think a big healing is going to come over our nation. And I think it's going to be one of the biggest revivals that we've ever had. At least that is my hope and prayer. But I really think so. I really think so in my soul.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I mean, I think the first thing to do is, and I have to do this on a daily basis, is to repent. You know, I mean, we got very comfortable in this nation.
Yeah.
With actually sins, you know, many mm-hmm. sins of the world, you know, not having that tight nuclear family, not being obedient to God, you know, using this as our connection. I mean, Christ called us to do two things when he was asked, what is the greatest commandment? He said, well, love God with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul, and then love your neighbor as yourself through that love of God.
Correct.
Okay. So that's where we strayed. So I do think if you repent and, you know, that, you know, we have to pray for this nation. We have to pray for good counsel. I mean, I go back and I've been reading the book of Exodus too. And that's, you know, Moses had good counsel constantly. Mm-hmm. And I think the good powers that be have had that, maybe had some bad counsel. Maybe there's currently even bad counsel out there. And so we need to pray for good counsel and for this, the power of the Holy Spirit to mm-hmm. provide wisdom to the leaders that will be taking over this nation and restoring this nation. So that's a really important point. And then, you know, one thing I wanted to point out too is this, I think people just want people to know that the SARS-CoV-2 virus that's in the vaccine, I'm sorry, this is bad, and the spike protein is not the same one that was originally released in the beginning of 2020. So we're dealing with a different disease and a different virus. Mm. I've done a lot of research. I never advise to take any products, but there's one product called NACL-Cysteine, NACL-CYSTNE. You can find a good supplier.
DrStellaMD.com, promo code Amber May, you can get some there.
Yeah, I recommend that. There's a lot of products it stops viral replication. It helps produce glutathione in your body. So you like naturally to detox your body. There's other products that we were taking early on in the epidemic, you know, that now, like I'm in here, like I'll just give you guys an example. One product I was taking called Coq10 Ubiquinol. And that actually helps restore the mitochondria. So it prevents cellular damage, keeps your cells healthy, right? Because we don't want the cells attacked. Well, if you're injected with something that's now creating a new cell line, a new diseased cell line, a new transfected cell line, you could be feeding that cell line. Mm-hmm. You don't, so, you know, so I just, that's the only product that I, like I said, and I'm not a doctor.
NAC, and what was the last one? NAC.
It's not L-cysteine, C-Y-S-T-E-I-N-E. So that helps reduce viral replication. It, again, it helps produce glutathione in your body. It actually helps your body to prevent immunogenicity. So if the antibodies are produced, it actually makes sure that those antibodies, make sure that your cells identify themselves as, hey, we're part of the good guys, don't attack us. So I should write an article. I've got a folder this thick on NAC-L-cysteine. I've read all of it. It's not heavily metabolized by your kidneys at all. It's just a great, safe product. There's so many other products that we were using at the beginning that now, you know, really we need more people like Dr. Like the doctors and Judy Mikovits, as they continue to come forward, as they continue to do research, Dr. Stephanie Seneff is amazing out of MIT, you know, who are researching the various ways that people's bodies are being attacked. And there'll be staged approaches, you know, and then I can also let your viewers know that there are products in phase 3 development, you know, unfortunately with the FDA, that use your body's own immune system and signaling system to stop the mRNA replication and restore health. So it's kind of using God's own system to restore health. But we need to know that we were harmed before we can be healed.
Right.
And so there needs to be a shift in the whole mindset as far as what science is and what medicine is, you know. Be wary of that new cancer drug that cured cancer in 14 patients out of nowhere.
Because I've heard this drug on TV.
Yeah.
And I've seen articles about it.
Yeah. Be wary.
Okay.
Because this is the thing. It was used in advanced colorectal cancer, I believe, and they had 100% submission with very little side effects. But please note that the vaccines, you know, there's probably, like, it's causing cancer, like about a quarter of the people, very aggressive cancers. And so that monoclonal antibody treatment is actually a vaccine. So it's also a vaccine. So, you know, you really are supposed to do 10-year studies on those type of products to see, because they are gene editing technologies, to see if there's then any other, sequential, consequential kind of domino effects to the body and to the immune system and to the neurological system. So I have hope, but I worry for this country too.
I do too. I have hope and I think we're going to win, but we have to know the enemy because the enemy is very tricky. Very tricky. We think we can trust certain people and then they disappoint us. And it's really sad. Your stuff, the slides we showed today from your stuff is not on this website, but if you want to find out more information about monkeypox, Clay Clark did a great job. If you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you click the button that has the monkey picture, you can see a lot of stuff that he's put together there. And you can also get tickets to the Reawaken America tour, where you can see Karen Kingston talk. And so if something's coming up in health and you need a real good doctor to advise you, I ask you to go to drstellamd.com. And when you're there, use promo code Amber May, and also just swing by her website and pick up some of the supplements because they're really amazing. I use them on a regular basis. So check that out. Well, thank you so much, Karen, for being on our program today. You were so informative.
Thank you, Amber. I appreciate you. God bless. God save America. We will win. We will win. God wins.
So, God wins.
Yeah. Thank you. God bless.
We all like to support veterans and veteran businesses, so I want you to check out thecommandersartist.com. His artwork is phenomenal, very patriotic. I think you're going to like it. And when you're at thecommandersartist.com, if you use my name, Amber, you're going to save some money at checkout. So you can support a veteran-owned business that also supports the Anne Ramey Show, and you get a discount at the same time. It's a win-win situation for everybody. General Flynn loves him, and he's a great friend to me. So visit thecommandersartist.com today. Use promo code AMBER and save some money at checkout. World, you never know what's going to happen. I want to make sure you are prepared. So I want you to stock up on food right now. And the way you can do that, the easiest way to do that is go to theammermayshow.com. Look at the resources. You can have a full supply, full of food in your pantry, ready to go in case of a job loss or convoys, supply chain issues, business being shut down, war, whatever it is, you're prepared. So go to theammermayshow.com, click the resource tab, and get your food supply today. Do not wait. Get it today.